Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
One of you has been out on a great first date. The other, well, I guess we're here to try to find out how they're feeling. And Noah's joining us. Noah, any word from Tasha?
If I had, this would be a very short conversation. But, you know, I'm glad you're here to help.
Well, we'll see what we can do. Hey, tell us about your date with her, all right?
So Tasha liked me so much. She invited me over. And we had a fantastic time. So I don't get why she ghosted me.
Okay. And how long ago, Noah, was this first date with Tasha?
This weekend, it'll be 2 weeks.
Okay. So guessing that the evening went well, at least prior to you getting to her place, Noah. So how did that part of the date go when you got over there?
Well, we got right down to business, and she was very vocal about enjoying herself.
Wow.
Okay.
How did you end your time together?
Yeah. The goodbye the goodbye sometimes tells us a lot.
I kissed her goodbye and said we should hang out again soon. She was half asleep, so maybe she doesn't remember, though.
And that's a possibility. Yeah. And before we call Tasha, maybe I shouldn't even ask you this question. No, what is it that you like about Tasha? What attracted you to her maybe in the first place?
Oh, just, you know, her personality. She's very attractive, easygoing.
And you guys obviously had a great time together. And I'm sorry, you've reached out since that first date, obviously, but nothing back?
Yeah, a couple texts. I even called her. I got nothing.
Okay, very good. Noah, I want you to hang tight.
Hello, this is Jerry Daly, and I'm sales assistant to KMNB 102.9 of Wolf and Mia with St. Paul. Let me show you what a sales initiative can do for your business by advertising on KMNB Radio. Please call me at 612.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code Rebag10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's Rebag.com. And use promo code Rebag10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hello?
Hi, could we speak to Tasha, please?
What is this in reference to?
Yeah, of course, Tasha, and please bear with us here for a second. I say us because this is Thunder and PT, and we are calling from 102.9 The Wolf radio station.
Good morning, Tasha.
We are on the air right now, and we are calling in hopes that you would have a moment to talk to us this morning. And this is regards a gentleman you went out with a couple weeks ago, because we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. Yeah.
Okay.
And I know this
is unexpected.
Yeah, I know. So we're kind of veering into some personal territory here. If you had just a moment to speak to us about Noah from 2 weeks ago, a listener of ours who said you two had a great date and, you know, he would love to see you again. I know he's reached out. And so this is what we do, is call somebody to find out why they're not getting back to the other for a second date. In this case, we're talking about Noah. And he had a great time. Would you agree?
Well, yeah, I would agree that it was an incredible date until I woke up the next morning and saw what he did.
What did he do?
We ended up in my place, and everything was beyond amazing. Like, it was really nice. But when I woke up the next morning, I saw Noah left a huge mess in my bathroom.
Okay, what kind of mess?
Do we dare ask?
Like, fraternity house level still. Like, dried splatter on the toilet seat, and the floor a glob of disgusting mucus in the bowl of the sink, and the towel and the guest towel and my towel wet and crumbled up on the floor. I was honestly surprised the toilet had even been flushed.
Did he?
But you better believe there were skid marks.
Come
on.
Oh.
Did he leave this? I mean, did he leave the seat up or did he leave it down?
Really? Do I even have to?
Oh, like, man.
Wow.
So, I got my own place, you know, for a reason. And I thought cleaning up after people's grossness was a thing in the past, but, and I cannot go back.
So, Tasha, you were reliving past roommate trauma.
Sounds like it.
Totally.
It was 1 a.m. Okay. I did the best I could.
Yeah, okay. Tasha, we didn't mention that Noah's been actually listening in on the other line. Okay, so what...
He had called us, like we said.
Well, he sent us a message, and we called him, and we had him on a few minutes ago. Talk to him, and this is why we know all this.
Yeah, I just got to jump in here, Tasha. Hi. Yeah, I'm really sorry I didn't leave your bathroom fit for, a Martha Stewart inspection, but, like, come on, I didn't do anything weird.
So... Wait, always leaving a foul mess behind? You're 30. You should know how to clean up after yourself.
You're making a mountain out of an anthill here, okay?
Yeah, see, if you need to think I'm the problem, I'm fine with that, but I'm out of here. This is not going to work.
Would you say, Tasha, hold on.
Nope.
Did she leave?
We lost her. Tasha's, Noah, you know that we say this all the time on Second Date Update. You only have one chance to make a first impression. Are you this messy everywhere?
No.
Didn't you?
How bad was it?
It wasn't that bad. She's a little crazy. You know?
Even if it was a little bad, Noah, you clean up after yourself because you don't want to act like you've been married for 20 years on the first date. Women don't want to be reminded by you of their ex's bad habits.
Look, I you know, it was middle of the night. I was trying to be quiet, getting out of there.
But there are lights in the bathroom that you can turn on. That doesn't make any noise.
Yeah, with the door shut, lights on, it wouldn't even bother her.
Yeah,
or whatever,
run the water, whatever you got to do.
That's actually a brilliant move. Yeah, run the water.
Yeah.
Look, I just really think everyone's making a bigger deal out of this than they have to.
But you know, the thing
she just hung up on you, man.
Yeah, and she, you know,
hasn't called you back either.
This showed her a kind of a lack of respect, and maybe even lack of respect of yourself if you've left such a mess behind. She doesn't want to be with a slob. What she probably was imagining what your place is like and probably would be scared to go over there.
I don't know, man. I just think she's making a big deal out of it. I don't want to see her anyway. Okay, fine.
All right. She's too neat. Like you said,
maybe you that should be like a prerequisite question in the future. I mean, it sounds like you didn't ask many questions. You guys just, if clean is not your thing, you may want to say something to someone. I mean, you may want to try to figure that out.
I don't think you put that on a profile. I'm a slob, and you're not even aware of it. I get that because this is just something, this is just the way you are. It's making obviously a bad impression on people, at least on Tasha.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the first I've ever heard of being a problem.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm the cleanest of any of my friends. Yeah. So.
All right. Okay. That's kind of frightening.
Better luck next time, man.
Yeah, and thanks for being on. Second date update. All right, gals. Are PT and I off base here? Did Tasha overreact by the mess left behind by Noah?
It was just one time. I mean, that's one thing.
It's the only time.
Well, true.
612-428-1029. Our new number to the Thunder and PT show, 612-428-1029. If you want to sound off on Second Date Update today.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.